The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Each character being a certain player on the ice, or in this case,
Lisa Simpson had a touchdown.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Okay, let's go to, God, Sam, love his birthday, man. Lucas Alexander just ghosted me.
Hey, Sam, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I love you, pal.
Look at this.
Not all the time, but definitely today.
Hold on, let me pull up the text. I'm gonna throw Lucas under the bus because I just feel like it.
It's fine. I'm sure Lucas tried very hard.
I'm gonna throw Lucas under the bus because I just feel like it.
So
could you just please save that dismissal of the year?
Yeah, no, boys. Just a heads up. Tomorrow's Sam's birthday. Not that you have to do anything special, but just want y'all to know.
Why would you put that in there?
So I replied.
Not that you have to do anything special.
So I replied,
thanks, Lucas.
So I replied, is it possible to get Michael Irvin, Ed Reed, Clinton Portis, et cetera, any Canes legend? And so that was at 10.
Heaven forbid the King do any of this work.
Well, I'm not the producer of the show. We got producers. What do you want me to do? I got a baby to take care of.
You had Michael Irvin on a short list of people that you're friends with.
I wish I did.
Maybe you play fantasy football with him in the Darrell Wright League.
You know what? I could have probably got Michael Irvin now that I think about it.
If Mully asked for Michael Irvin's number, could you have gotten it?
No. I could have hit up Mitch Richmond.
But it was Loveman, so you're like...
No, I could have hit up Mitch Richmond now that I think about it, but I wasn't thinking. It was 10:48. I was sleep deprived.
Yeah.
So it was 11:05. I asked, hey, is there anybody out there?
Last night he brings us up?
Huh?
No, 10:48 at night he brings us up, Lucas?
No, 10:48 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was asleep by then. 11:05, I replied. 11:05 a.m. Is it possible to get Michael Irvin, Ed Reed, Clinton Portis, et cetera, any Canes legend? Nothing happens in a thread. So at 1:46 p.m., like you guys, kind of did me this morning when you guys don't text me back. I guess nobody likes to text me back at this station no more. It is what it is. Yesterday, 1:46 p.m. Anything?
Time out.
Anything? Hold on. I'm not done yet. Lucas, 12 minutes later, working on it with Matt. And that was the last time I heard.
This is from the guy the night before. I said, I was texting the thread. No one texted me back. And you're like, yeah, I got nothing to contribute.
Well, no. You're texting me during the Warriors game when you know I'm at work getting ready for the show. It's a little different there. I'm writing my notes down. We got a show to run. Got to put it together.
Happy birthday, Sam.
I tried.
I tried
to make something happen.
I think we got a special guest though on the line though, Bonte Hill. That maybe did she go to the University of Miami?
She did not. No.
Oh, okay.
Where did she go?
Well, this is Allie in Oakland. We'll ask her.
Allie, my friend Allie. Allie brought the pets up. What's the company? What's the foundation you work for, Allie? She brought the dogs up. We had them on a pregame show. One of the dogs peed on her carpet. Good morning, Allie.
Yes, the Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA in Burlingame.
Yes, I wanted to get one of those dogs, man. Let me know when you guys got some. Man, my daughter wants a dog so bad, Allie. I'm still in the thunder, man. It's your boyfriend's birthday.
It is Love's birthday. Thank you so much for speaking up about him. I just wanted to call to give a birthday shout out to my darling boyfriend. I love you so much.
Wow.
You are the kindest, most generous person I have ever met in my life, and I am so lucky to be with you. I love you forever and ever, and I cannot wait to celebrate with you tonight and for the rest of the week, because you're that special.
Wow. So what's in the cards for tonight? Wow. I got to know.
Who is this person you're talking about?
We don't know the Sam Lubman alley, but maybe it's a different guy.
Is like eating, smashing oatmeal and sausages in the morning.
Well, the guy is so
around the studio.
Yeah, the guy's so tense and his veins are popping out of his neck. You don't even know if you can talk to him sometimes. So what's on plan? Forget that. It's his day. We're not going to rip him.
God,
what's
I
your
miss
plan?
Young love. You know, like when it was new. Like, God, my wife hasn't talked to me about like that 15 years.
but we understand why.
Wash the dishes. Wash the dishes unexpectedly. Trust me, I go and do that.
You know what? I got to say, Anna tells me some nice things. She does. She keeps the flame going, man. I'm not going to lie. She's doing a good job with that. Allie in Oakland. Sam loves his girlfriend. So what's the plans for their big bird? What do you do for Sam Lotman?
I just do whatever Sam wants to do. I ask him over and over and over and over again for like weeks in advance to make sure that something happens. We're going to do a couple dinners. We're going to do a Sharks game. Yeah, it's going
to
be good. Wait,
he probably wanted to go to the Pop-Tart Bowl too, right?
I have no idea what that is.
Of the Miami Hurricanes, since they failed on getting to the college football playoff because they blew a 21-0 lead, they're heading to the Pop-Tart Bowl. I don't even know what type of Pop-Tarts it is, but yeah.
Yeah, that's literally what we said. Yeah. How was the Niner game with Sam on Sunday?
I did. Thank you so much, Shasky, and thank you so much, Lucas. That was my first Niner game ever.
You know what? That's another. You know what? Ali,
do not thank Lucas.
You know what? That's
Lucas,
another problem I got with Lucas. Yeah. I Doug Russell, see if he could do 925, because I got something else on Lucas Alexander. Sorry, Ali. His stock is so down, it's not even funny. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Who do you trust more with a game-winning field goal, Jake Moody or Lucas?
I don't know Lucas that well, but I don't trust Jake Moody with anything. So, Lucas.
Ali, when you guys coming back to the gay house, man, with those cute dogs, man? It was a lot of fun.
I will hit them up and I will let them know I'm not with them anymore, but they're still my family, so I will let them know.
All right. I love it. Hey, Ali, those are so kind words. Those are the kindest words that I've ever heard. I can't even say it with a straight face. I can't even say, Ali, you're the best. Yeah. Hey, God bless your soul for dealing with this gentleman every day of the week.
Yeah, you must be a saint.
You're going straight. The pearly gates are going to open up wide open for you, Ali. I'm telling you.
Thank you, guys. That's the first time anyone said that to me.
Hey, it's first time for everything, Ali. First time for everything. I love you, Ali. Have a good day. And happy birthday, Sam Lovett. Luke, hey, Bobby Los Altos, you hang tight, because I love this. I love your thought process on Jonathan Kuminga. I do. I see you, Bobby. Hang tight for me, buddy. But I'm going to get to Lucas Alexander on the other side. This guy's running around here, running amok as a director of sports. I have no idea what he does. He doesn't get anybody credentials. I get my own credentials. I mean, this guy, I mean, it's right on point. He doesn't get credentials, parking passes. And he's a USC guy. It makes sense, right? It makes sense. He deserves Lincoln Riley. He deserves that fraudulent football team. He deserves to get pounded by Notre Dame at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. He deserves to lose to Maryland in the fourth quarter. He deserves all these L's because this guy's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
This is Devon Looney. Welcome back to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
Loon Dog! Kavon Windex Looney. Because all he does is clean up the glass. Schleprock with the nickname of all nicknames. That's a hell of a one. Looney approved. I say, Loon, you like this nickname? Because, hell yeah, I like that. That's creative. That's cool. By the way, the Niners are getting creative when it comes to their salary cap. They've reportedly reduced Javon Hargrave's 2025 base salary from $19.9 million to $2.1 million. So you got a little cap space here, to help out on some future
deals.
How are
you going to remember that contract?
Like Gabe Wilkins, back when he signed from the Green Bay Packers with the 49ers, just, you know, not good.
Who gave you more bang for the buck? Jonas Jennings, Nate Clements, Gabe Wilkins.
Nate Clements. He made some plays.
I like Nate Clements.
He made some plays. By the way, don't miss the kickoff show. Is it Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah, good job, Lemon. Says Sunday, but, you know, nobody works around here. Especially Lucas Alexander. We'll get back to him in just a second. Just a second, Bobby. You hang tight. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday. Or this Thursday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal. 2 hours before the start of the game. Hilton Hotel, Santa Clara, delicious food, great drinks. I think I'm going to stop by this Thursday, presented by Habits Law. You've been wronged. Habits Law will fight and make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit habitslaw.com. Doobie Awards, December 20th, but you guys know that. We'll have more on that in just a second. But Lucas Alexander. So he ghosted me on a thread yesterday, trying to do something special for, and he'll come in here all hot and red. Oh, Ponte, how could you rip me? It's all in good fun. But you know what? What's not in good fun is what he did with your tickets over the weekend. I cannot believe the audacity. Now, you can break this story down. Don't be filtered. I know that's your boy. But apparently, Shasky gave his tickets to Lucas Alexander. Lucas, for whatever reason, couldn't make it to the game, and he gives away Shasky's tickets.
Okay.
Like, not even his tickets. If you can't go to the game, you give the tickets back to its rightful owner. Say, hey, I can't make it. I appreciate the gesture. You don't go ahead and decide on yourself, hey, let me shop the tickets around and just give it to somebody. I mean, that is, whoa.
A month ago, he hits me up and goes, hey, I really want to go watch Caleb. Would you mind if I go to the game with you? And I go, yeah, I got two season tickets. I'm like, yeah, sure, we'll go to the game. And he's like, great, that's awesome. Well, early in last week, I was supposed to go over to my goddaughter's house for her birthday, Anthony's daughter, mm-hmm. Lake.
Shout out LaRocca.
And I was like, all right, well, I got some stuff to do in the morning, and then, you know, I might as well. It's going to be a long day for me, and I can't leave my wife, you know, alone with the baby that long all day. I got to, you know. I'll just stay home, and then we'll all go to, in like the fourth quarter or after the game, immediately after, we'll go over to Rocco's house. That way, it's just not like a long day.
You're a better guy to be, because be like, Adam, I got to go to this game. You got Chaz, right?
Well, I love spending time with my son.
I spend time with Chaz, but sometimes you got to have a day.
Like early in last week, I go, hey, Lucas, is there any way that maybe you want to like take your dad to the game? Because, you know, I know his dad loves sports or whatever. He's like, oh, dude, that'd be awesome. I was like, you know what? On me, all good, because I'm a great friend. And I say, yeah, he's going to take his dad, and I know his dad would enjoy it. At 7:54 on Saturday night, he goes, so, and that's literally how it's texted, so, my dad broke two ribs playing basketball today. He ain't coming to the game tomorrow. You have anybody else who can use the tickets? It's a messed up situation. I'm sorry, brother. And then an hour later, Sam's going to use them.
And you didn't even reply to that text yet?
Well, I had called him. I'm like, what do you mean your dad has? You call me at Saturday night and say your dad has two broken ribs and he can't go to the game? You can't find anyone on the earth who can go with you? I already gave them to you. Yeah. I was like, well, I asked everybody at 95. And I'm thinking, dude, I gave you the tickets free. I'm coming out of pocket for my season tickets because I'm a good friend and I know Caleb and USC means so much to you.
You're better man than me.
And then it comes to find out Sam goes to the game.
You're better than Ben.
Now, I'm happy someone used them. And Sam, that is a retroactive birthday gift. Just want you to know that.
Thank you.
Wow. Hey, but, Sam, we'll go out to eat after the show. That'd be my birthday gift.
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy.
For Steiny and Evan today, so maybe another time.
Oh, wow. Well, snooze, you lose. The rest of the week might be tough.
I lost. I'm out.
The rest of the week might be tough. Maybe I'll go get you some.
The 1970s called. They want their guru drop back.
Well, listen, man. Listen, I sell my tickets. I give some tickets away for free, but for the most part, some people hit me up like, yo, face value. It's all yours. That's what I do. I mean, you're a better friend. You're a better man than me. But hey, shout out to Lovin who got the tickets, but I would have been hot. Hot.
It was just unnecessary drama for me on a Saturday night. As I'm dealing with multiple funerals and things like that on Saturday, I had a lot going on. It's like, Lucas, I really don't need this right now. As my son's throwing up, by the way.
Bobby at Los Altos. Real quick before we get to Doug Russell. My man, Doug Russell, to talk some baseball. Sorry, Doug, we got you on hold. Bobby, real quick, man. We got you for about a minute here before we get to Doug Russell.
Oh, no, a minute. Okay, so I wanted to talk about J.K.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess real quickly, first of all, don't trade for a superstar. I want to see, this 12-man rotation experiment play out. I think Jimmy Butler, Houston would be good. I think him and Brooks would be a special kind of crazy. I wouldn't be mad at. I wouldn't mind seeing that. But as it relates to J.K., look, the pressures by Curry and Dre, much to do about nothing. I mean, what do you expect them to say about J.K.? Of course they're going to encourage him and call him the future. It's just like the Kittle speech, predictable. So that being said, look, here's the thing. J.K., for me, I think his ceiling – I'm sorry, J.K. I think his ceiling is Aaron Gordon. To me, he's all about athleticism and not skill, and I'll counterpoint that with Ant-Man, who I think is athleticism and skill. But that being said, we need to extend the brother, and the reason is that the salary cap, it just keeps increasing. It's 141 this year. In 2 years, it's going to be 171. It's going to be $30 million higher in 2 years. So give JK his contract. It's not going to be that restrictive in a couple of years. Give him his extension. But no, I don't think he is. I just think he's an Aaron Gordon, unfortunately, but he will not be that restrictive or that expensive relative to the salary cap in 2 years.
Good point. Good point, Bobby. I like that comp, Aaron Gordon. I like that comp a lot. I do like it here on the Morning Rush. All right, moving on. We're going out to Milwaukee. Good friend of the program. Good friend of mine, Doug Russell, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. So happy he's back in the game. He's been doing radio up there for a long, long time. He knows the Brewers. He knows the Packers. He knows the Bucks. He's all over the Milwaukee sports scene. Doug, and he joins us here on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Yeah, Doug, we're not talking Packers football. We're talking some baseball here. Doug, how you doing this morning, man? Long time no talk. Oh, I think I talked to you a couple weeks ago before the Packers kicked the Niners' ass. That was not fun.
Well, depends on your perspective, I suppose. Good to talk to you again, Bonte. Yeah, we're heating up the hot stove. You guys got a good one in Willie Adames. You really do. I think you're going to really like him once he gets to town.
Well, my guy Joe Shasky over here might be the biggest baseball fan outside of Sam Lum, and he's got his Giants gear on, and he can't get enough of Willie Adames. So I want you to explain to Shasky the type of player the Giants are receiving and what you texted me last night, Doug.
You're going to get a hard-nosed player. You're going to get somebody who plays every day. You're going to have to just beat him upside the head to get him out of the lineup. He wants to play not only every game, he wants to play every inning. He's a great teammate, good leader, good in the community. He's got all the intangibles that you could possibly want from a player. And hits with some power. He's a good fielder. You'd like to see the batting average maybe come up a little bit. You'd like to see the strikeouts come down a little bit. But, boy, you give me a team of Willie Adames's, and you're going to be a pretty successful team.
Yeah, I think again, from afar, I don't watch him every day, you know. So I'm sure you can jump in at any moment. But I see a guy similar to Matt Chapman, like – a very good glove grinder, a guy who's going to strike out a lot, but he's also going to, you know, work the count, and he's going to try to hit bombs. He's going to try to hit for power. Like, I'm not mad at that. And I'm looking at his defensive metrics the last couple of years. I mean, he's one of the top-rated defensive shortstop. But this year, it felt like in July and into August, he had a rough stretch. What happened defensively to him this year where it wasn't as good as the years prior?
Yeah, sometimes you just get the yips, and I think that's what happened to Willie a little bit. And he was aided by the fact that Bryce Terang was a Gold Glove second baseman, actually a Platinum Glove second baseman, right next to him, so that helped a little bit. But overall, you look at the overall course of his career, and he's been outstanding with the glove. A couple of, like I said, yips here and there. But this is a guy who's got postseason experience. He's not even 30 years old yet. He's played in a World Series. Didn't happen in Milwaukee, happened in Tampa Bay, but he's been in the playoffs the last several years with the Brewers. So he comes up with some big hits. He's got the clutch gene. Just a very good, hard-nosed player. He's everything you want a Major League ball player to be. Big loss for the Brewers. And like I said, I mean, what you get on the field is one thing. Some of the intangibles that you get in the clubhouse. Pat Murphy, Brewers manager, was talking about this after it was announced that he had signed with the Giants. And he's like, man, we've lost other guys. We've lost Corbin Burns. We've lost Josh Hader. But I don't even want to talk about losing Willie Adames, not only for what he does on the field, but what he does off the field as well.
Wow, talking to Doug Russell, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. Been doing it for a long time up there in Wisconsin here. So you talk about the player he is in the clubhouse, off the field, on the field. Ideally, where's the best slot for him in a lineup? Is he a cleanup guy? Is he a three-hole hitter? Is he in the two-hole? What's the best spot for him in a lineup?
I see him as a two or a three. I don't necessarily see him. I mean, he hits a lot of bombs, sure. Absolutely. For a shortstop, he's got as good a power as just about anybody in the game. But I see him as a two or a three. And, you know, he's a guy who can get on base. He can make things happen. He can, you know, steal you a base. He can win games in different ways. He's not a leadoff hitter. I don't think he's a four. I don't think he's a five. I don't think he's a six. But you put him in a two or a three, I don't think he's going to flourish.
No, I like that. Yeah. So it's funny because I feel like Tampa Bay gets this. Everybody loves Tampa Bay, the way they operate and how smart they are. And I told Bonte forever, I'm like, dude, I like the way the Brewers are run. I don't think we give enough love to the way that the Brewers have been built. And they're also a team with a lesser payroll and just how shrewd some of the moves that they make are. Why couldn't they, or why didn't they, try to retain this player? Because he is a very, very good player. It's ironic that you got him from Tampa Bay. But I'm just, is it strictly the money?
Yep. Straight cash. That's it. The Brewers don't have the margin of error, I guess, that maybe the Giants or another larger market team would have. Like, you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Mets, especially what they did with Juan Soto, you look at the Yankees. They can afford to miss on a guy. The Brewers can't afford to miss on anybody. And when you're looking at a 7-year, $182 million deal, which Willie deserved, he earned it. Market set the price for him, and he took it. So, you know, no shade to that at all. But the Brewers just can't afford that. So what they're going to do is probably move Joey Ortiz over from third base to shortstop, and then they'll replenish through the minor league system. And that's the only way that a team like the Brewers can be competitive, or a team like the Rays that you mentioned, or a team like the Kansas City Royals, who have gone to two World Series in the last, I guess a little bit more than a decade now. But that's the only way that they can operate. And that means that you're going to lose players like Willie Adames. You're going to lose a player like a Corbin Burns, who they traded to the Orioles last offseason to bring in younger prospects to replenish the draft system. By losing Willie to the Giants, they did make a qualifying offer that Willie turned down, as was expected, but they get a first-round draft choice out of that as well. And they'll just use that to restock the minor leagues. And eventually the hope is that their player development system, which is as good or better than just about anybody's in baseball, because it has to be, they'll churn out another major league player and hopefully somebody who can maybe turn into another Jackson Churio, who they signed to an 8-year contract before he set foot on a major league diamond at the age of 19. And that has, in his first season, turned out to be, a different operating mode for a team like the Brewers, but something that they had to do. They have to make calculated risks, but they just can't make every calculated risk.
Yeah, Jackson, I was just going to bring him up. He's an absolute stud, and he really came on in the summer months and had a spectacular rookie season here. And I know the Brewers have some pitchers coming up in the pipeline as well that I was watching in the Futures games. They got some dudes coming up, so you're right on that, Doug. From afar, how did you view the Giants the last few years under Farhan Zaidi, and what did you make of the Buster Posey move as he's now running the show out here in San Francisco?
I think that's interesting. He was such a good player. Such a great catcher, and I'll always put up for catchers, most specifically being managers. We've seen that so many times, but you don't often see a player move into the front office and have success. So I'll be very interested to see long-term how the Giants are going to operate under Buster Posey, but I think it's an interesting move. Buster a lot better than I do, but, this is a team that you look at that division, and it's always going to be dominated by the Dodgers, but can San Francisco make some inroads there? I mean, they were a team that was about 500 last year, but still in fourth place. Arizona had a good season after winning the National League pennant the year prior to that. San Diego's always going to spend a lot of money. You got Colorado bringing up the rear, so Colorado's going to be Colorado. But I think it's a very competitive division, even, against the Dodgers. And I think that San Francisco is a team that they've got a great fan base, obviously. It's a great city. Players want to play there. And you've had success. You've seen three World Series championships in not that. I know the memory's probably fading a little bit for some of your fans, but I haven't forgotten about those three World Series championships. I know you haven't either.
Doug, it was at least post-internet. We were looking at the 49ers, and it was pre-internet. And the video of the Niners beating the Chargers at that Super Bowl in Miami just gets grainier and grainier and grainier. This is the Giants. We at least had the DVR option, right?
It's not... Right, but at least the 49ers were in the Super Bowl last year. I know it's not going to happen for you this year, but it's a great city with great sports teams.
Yeah. You keep referencing Corbin Burns, who you guys traded last year to the Baltimore Orioles. He's got almost 1,000 innings pitched in the bigs. A 3.19 ERA. I mean, this guy is a beast. And I look at guys that I want to bet on. I mean, you obviously can never tell with these elbows and shoulders and whatnot, but these broad-shouldered dudes, the Matt Cains, Josh Johnsons, dare I say Curt Schilling, that's what this guy reminds me of. He reminds me of someone who's just an absolute hog who you want to give the ball to in an August-September start. Is he worth investing hundreds of millions of dollars into, or are you a little more skeptical on Corbin Burns?
It's not Corbin specifically. It's just somebody that you mentioned how many innings he has on his arm. And the other thing that the Brewers are really adept at doing is knowing that, statistically speaking, and this isn't a knock on Corbin, it's not a knock on Willie, it's not a knock on anybody else that they've traded, but the facts are what the facts are. The best portion of most guys' career, and there are outliers, but the best portion of most players' careers in Major League Baseball is between year 4 and 8. And that's where the Brewers' kind of sweet spot is. So if you look at Corbin Burns long-term, couple of years down the road, is that going to be fool's money that is spent on him. I think that that is probably the case for most pitchers. Again, there are outliers, but I think most pitchers probably aren't worth that much money, and that's why the Brewers, one of the reasons why the Brewers traded him when he did. I mean, even a guy like CeCe Sabathia, who is a Hall of Fame pitcher and had a marvelous run with the Yankees, the best part of his career was that 6 months, well, 3 months, that he spent half a season with the Brewers in 2008. After a certain number of innings, there is the law of diminishing returns on mostly pitchers, but pretty much all baseball players, if you look at the statistics long term. So I don't know how this Juan Soto thing's going to go either after about 8 or 9 years, but I guess we'll see. That's the Mets money, not mine.
He's got that opt-out after 5 years. I mean, I think he's opted out. He's already probably clicked on that clause, Doug's like, yeah, after 5 years.
The Mets hopefully he opts out after 5 years because I don't know that they're going to get much return on the investment after 5 years.
Yeah.
Really, it's solemn, but probably not. You know, $51 million a year worth.
Yeah, no, that's wild there.
I told Bonte, and I'll go to my grave, outside of Mahomes, I don't think there's a player in sports I'm giving a 15-year deal to, period.
Josh Allen?
I don't even know if you give it to Mahomes. I mean, and that's no shade on Mahomes. Mahomes is, he's already playing with a gold jacket, and he's not even 30 yet, but you give a 15-year contract to anybody, and, man, that spells trouble. That's... Yeah. I don't know how many. I don't know if anybody's going to live up to a 15-year deal.
You better have those incentives and those opt-out clauses. Real quick, Doug, are the Packers going to do the Niners a favor and try to beat the Seahawks? What is it? Monday Night Football,
try.
Right? What is it? Monday Night Football
try.
Or Sunday Night Football?
Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football, yeah.
You know, they came off a tough loss against the Lions. I think the Packers are a really good team. They just have to start beating some other really good teams. Seattle's a good team. I don't know if they're a great team, but it is on the road, so... Could go either way.
Yeah, no doubt. Doug, you're the best, man. I love always talking to you, man. You're a good dude, man. Thanks so much for the time and a little insight on Willie Adames.
Bonte, anytime. Joe, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Doug Russell, one of the best up there in the business. He works with our guy, what's our guy? Name's evading me.
Bill Schmidt?
Bill Schmidt. Yeah, they go back. Bill Schmidt, they're all part of the same family up there. 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. Doug Russell on Willie Adames. And I'm the meetings are going on right now in Dallas, Texas, right? I see some people post up about the winter meetings in Dallas, Texas. What will the Giants do next? Is Corbin Burns on your wish list?
I would go with Corbin Burns. I mean, I wanted Blake Snell. I understand why they didn't, and I understand why he wouldn't want to. Like, it makes a lot of sense. But, like, I think if you got Corbin Burns, even if you overpaid for a 4 or 5 year deal, I would do it. I absolutely would. I think he's an absolute stud. Having him and Logan Webb at the top of your rotation would be outstanding. Knowing that the last 2 years might not be great. They just might not be. But I would bring him in. And it takes so much less pressure for guys like Birdsong and Harrison and, you know, Keaton Lynn or whoever right. you want to put into the rotation. I know Roop is a guy that they're really high on. Tristan Beck is another guy. You got to have like 7 or 8 starters ready to go in the bigs now. And I look at it now, it says Logan Webb. And I don't know where Jordan Hicks figures into this. I think he's back into the bullpen.
Yeah, I think that's his best spot.
But you need another guy to co-anchor the rotation alongside Logan Webb.
I wouldn't be mad at Jordan Hicks becoming a closer next season.
Well, I
wouldn't think, be mad at that because I don't know what's going on with Camilo Duvall.
Pretty reliable.
Ryan
now.
Walker was good.
I'm not, things the, are
not
cyclical.
The, yeah, no, Ryan Walker was really good. I'm not mad at that, but I think his ideal role in the future, Jordan Hicks, man, I wouldn't be mad at that. But on top of the rotation, you have Logan Webb. You have Robbie Ray. You have Kyle Harrison.
I totally forgot about Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray's back. Totally forgot. He opted in. And Robbie Ray wasn't bad. Now
he had a handful of starts.
He had a handful of starts. He wasn't bad, though. Wasn't bad. Let's see what it looks like.
I'm weary on him. He's an electric player when he's on. I'm weary on him because he's coming off the Tommy John. You just don't know. It's unknown. And so I would be prepared. I would sign another frontline guy. And when you have the two young players, Birdsong and Harrison, same thing. You kind of just don't know. And I love Birdsong. I'm very high on him. Harrison, I'm a little more skeptical on Harrison. But both young players have failed to eclipse 150 innings in the big. So you need some more infrastructure. Ideally, the modern Major League Baseball season – you want to go into this season with 6 legitimate starters.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if that's going to happen, but Robbie Ray, Logan Webb, I'm maybe a little higher on Robbie Ray than you are because I do think he is a contract year for him. He opted in, so he's going to be playing for new money here. the rumor around Major League Baseball. Why'd you look like that?
It's just everyone's always playing for new money. It's
well,
just,
that's the way. Aren't you performing for new money? Here on Radio Lovin', are you performing for new money? We all want money. That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah, I know.
Like but Bitcoin's blowing up, Coinbase and everything. We're all performing for new money. We all want new money. We all want to be rich. We don't want to buy things that we couldn't buy when we were children or whatnot, man. That's, you know, unfortunately, that's the way the world works. Athletes, guys working in construction, you know, Ash Rocco's doing construction. He's performed for new money. He wants new money. He wants more money.
I understand what you're saying, but like we act like it's an automatic motivator and they're going to play better. Like Debo's playing for new money and he's playing like
for,
poop.
For a lot of guys, it is motivating. Look, a lot of guys, you pull a lot of players. You pull a lot of players. Would you rather have the money or the ring? Taking the money.
It's Soto just proved it. Trust me, I'm aware. Well,
he's already got a ring now, so now it's time to get paid, right? He's got a ring from the Nationals. He got his ring. He's chilling. I can go be the New York, be with the Mets and get paid. Hey, we're all playing for new money, but ask the Astros, who, look, they had a great run. Astros had a great run. But apparently, Houston Astros owner Jim Crane has not gone beyond 6 years in his offers to players. And it's pretty clear that if Kyle Tucker stays healthy, he is going to be offered big money, big years as a free agent next fall. So Houston has a choice similar to Boston when they had Mookie Betts in 2019. Trade him for value this winter or next July or watch him walk away.
This would be the ideal move for me because he's a left-handed outfielder who could play either corner position. I'd have to know more about him defensively to see, because our right field is very unique.
He got injured last year, only played in 78 games.
He's a beast, though. That launch angle, he's an absolute monster. I'd love to see him in this lineup. If you had a Ramos, Tucker, corner outfield scenario heading into next year, I would trade Luciano. I'd be open to trading Doval. I would trade them Casey Schmidt, because it looks like they're going to lose their third baseman, even though that's kind of like a throw-in. I would trade a lot of things. Like, for example, what are you doing with the young man Luis Matos? Because it sure feels like there's not a spot for him currently.
Well, he could be in the deal too, because
that's what I'm saying.
Kyle Tucker, he had a 3-year run here, and he's a young player who's finally cracked into that Astros lineup.
What's his OPS career?
Dude, well, OPS career 870. Awesome, right? So he had, check it out, his breakout year. I remember fantasy baseball.
I'll take him or Yordan.
Dude, his 2021, he had 30 homers and 92 RBIs, but he also added 14 stolen bases. 2022, you're looking at 30 home runs, 107 RBIs, and 25 stolen bases. In 2023, you're looking at 29 home runs, 112 RBIs, and 30 stolen bases. So he was a home run shy of 30-30. Kyle Tucker's a hell of a player. And if the Astros want to do business, then damn, I'll do it.
So if you went,
I'll do it.
If you went, like, and again, this is why I...
And by the way, Bryce Eldridge, since you guys are all talking about him, start it from day one, please.
Well, no.
Just start it from day one.
We'll see. We'll see what happens there. But, like, I keep coming back to you. I feel like Goldschmidt's coming on a one-year deal. I just think that that's, like, one of the most logical things that could happen. You got him at first base teaching a Bryce Eldridge how to play the game. One of them is DHing. The other one's playing first base on any given day. And then you've got some sort of an infield of Tyler Fitzgerald with Estrada, I'm assuming, now as a backup.
Yeah, I want to upgrade that.
He's a backup.
Yeah, I want to upgrade
that. I'm thinking it's Fitzgerald in second. Right. I think they're going to give Fitzgerald a long run at second base, and I want to see it. You got Chapman at third. You got, obviously, the new signing, Willy Adames at shortstop. I love Patrick Bailey behind the plate, but you probably need another backup catcher. And then your outfield with Jung-Hoo Lee, we'll see. Mike Yastrzemski and Ramos, if you could get one more outfielder, a legit, and that's why I like the Mike Trout deal, I would all in on Tucker.
Yeah, I'm not doing
all
that.
All in on Tucker.
I'd rather trade for Tucker.
But
Mike Trout's to, like, you want a prospect or two? I'm not selling the farm for Mike Trout.
Well,
you're
taking on the contract.
Yeah, I'm not.
The one thing the Giants have at their disposal is money, right? And so they need to be able to flex their financial muscle here. And you have prospects. So, like, Wizen Hunt's in the system right now.
Trade
the left-handed starter.
Trade him.
You've got, obviously, a lot of other random starters that, you know, Tristan Beck and the Roots.
Trade him.
Yeah, sure. It's easy to say. Matos, Luciano, Camilo Duval to me is someone that I think is desirable. You know?
Trade him. You see what's going on in San Diego?
I think LA's going after Luciano.
You see what's going on in Arizona? Trade him.
I like what the Giants have done this offseason.
Well, they've,
they just keep plugging away.
Wait, how many moves have they made this offseason?
Well, like, think about this.
Well, how many moves have they made, honestly?
They re-signed Matt Chapman. That was the start of free agency. So you have a third baseman for the next 6 years, at minimum. Then you've got your shortstop of the future and the current.
Willy Adames.
Yeah, a guy who's also locked in for 7 years. You've carved out a role because you allowed Conforto to go for Ramos. So there's no question.
Right.
Ramos is playing every single day, okay? Obviously, Bryce Eldridge is in the fold somewhere. I don't know where. You're moved Tyler Fitzgerald from shortstop, which I didn't think he was a shortstop, to second base.
I don't even know if he's a second baseman.
Well, we'll see.
The way he's moved. I want to upgrade that spot real quick.
But he hit for a lot of power last year.
Yeah, no doubt.
He was really good.
Morning Jits, question to Bonte. Hey, now that we can look back at the Giants, do you regret not moving Blake Snell for a top prospect or two? See, I don't think the Giants were going to get a top prospect for Blake Snell.
Well, I would have taken anything over nothing.
But at the same time, I would rather keep Blake Snell because the Giants told us they were going for it. Their actions showed us they weren't going for it. So, look, Farhan Zaidi botched that situation.
That was the wrong move.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Because the wrong move was not committing to one side or the other. The wrong move was not committed to buying or selling. They said they were buying, and then they sold off a couple parts and said, oh, we got the best rotation of baseball. It was bad execution. Again, word of the day, execution. That's the word of the day. We should do that every day, word of the day, or word of the day.
I'll go to my dying graves thinking that they should have traded Blake Snell. He was the most coveted starting pitcher on the market.
Were you going
to
get a single prospect to have him in Arizona for nothing? I mean, come on.
This is called asset allocation. When you give up a second round pick to sign a guy on a 1 year deal and you have inclinations that he's not going to sign with you, you owe it to your organization to get something for him when you were mathematically eliminated with a month to go.
Well, you owe it to the fan base and you owe it to your team to go all in. If you're going to keep Blake Snell. And they said they went all in, yet they didn't go all in. So it was bad business by Farhan Zaidi, and that's why he's gone. Bye-bye. Tony in Oakland. Hey, Tony, you're coming to the Doobies, right? Please tell me you're coming December 20th, Friday. Please tell me you're coming down.
I am. I was all prepared to go to the Laughing Monk in Santa Clara, and I hear it's in Sunnyvale.
There you go. Well, at least you know you're in the vicinity, Tony.
Okay, what I wanted to say, though, is, you know, I don't know if I can watch the Niners next year if Shanahan still has his butt on the sideline. You know what? This is the mystery. You know, we're all looking for the mystery. This is the Christmas season, right? It's the kiss, right? When you've got the sun and the head honcho, and it's filling you. And not everyone has this. But people like Campbell and John Harbaugh and then the new guy for, you know, Seattle. But Shanahan, you know, he's a great – anyone can think of a play. You know what I'm saying? But to give him the juice, you know, we have to do some. It'll be another losing season. I know I have railed about this, but for some reason, you all think you got to trade people. So, okay, people, you know, players are great, but not everyone has the stuff to make them into Superman. You know, we got all these people in the Bay Area that think, like Nietzsche, that the human is Superman. No, he isn't. You've got to have the divine source. So we have got to forget all those trades. Put Shanahan upstairs and put someone on sideline with the juice because this is like everyone's church.
Hey, Tony, you know
you recognize Henry Cavill or Christopher Reeves as the real Superman?
Oh, God. You know, I go to the head, the real Superman, not this human whatever. Let's play Superman.
Hey, Tony, you know you're in the running for the Morning Roaster of the Year, right?
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you're also in the running for Call of the Year.
You know, Bonte, we could be in the running for putting our butts on that sideline and getting them to win. You know, you've got the stuff, and, you know, we could mirror it, and they could be great again.
Tony, I do believe I have the stuff. Maybe John
make
Lynch
the
is
Niners
listening.
Great again, Bonte.
I think I could make the Niners Super Bowl winners.
Okay.
Tony.
Well, when we meet up, not this Friday, next Friday, you'll see.
I can't wait,
Tony. And then we can go out
Tony,
there.
Tony, I'm really looking forward to meeting you. Do you need a ride?
Okay.
Do you need a ride down to Sunnyvale? What are you driving? You driving a Range Rover down to Sunnyvale?
You'll see what I'm driving, and it has flags on the back of it.
Need a bag of tests. Don't do that. Right, oh, gosh. Oh, no.
All the athletes are doing it.
Oh, no.
She said she's going to have flags.
Oh,
that's your girl.
Oh, no.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
415. Tony's out of air, so I switched to the other station. I completely blame Ponte. What's new around here? I get blamed for everything. Even though I take accountability for everything, I get blamed.
We didn't have to go to Tony.
Blaming everything.
Fiji. Oof. Yikes. You okay?
That fly comment's got rattled.
Oh, yeah.
That one hurt Bonte.
Tony just took Bonte out of the zone.
Ryan and BPA going in the top spot in Bonte's power rankings?
No, not even close.
I know where his allegiances lie. It's not there.
Yeah, he's
Hi, how are you?
I don't know about that. Well,
I have a big mouth.
I've seen some of his tweets. I know where he aligns. He's not doing that yet.
I don't...
Go ahead. You just saw how the sausage was made and you didn't want to try the sausage.
Stop!
Not a
sausage guy.
Oh,
hey, you know what? This one's for you. Sam Lubman, I love you, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Joe.
The older I get, the more depressed I get on my birthday, realizing that I haven't accomplished as much as I would like to. And, you know, things just aren't necessarily always perfect. But also, at the end of the day, I do remember how blessed and how lucky and how grateful I am for the people in my life that are very, very important. And so, you know, tell everyone in your family that you love them and happy birthday, buddy. And I hope you have a great day, a great week, a great month. And thank you. Cause as crazy as you are, I am happy that you're in my life.
Who's our morning roaster of the year candidates?
Stand by. I'll talk him in the meantime when Sam brings that up. Yeah. Happy birthday, Sam. He helped me out the last couple of weeks because my car broke down and I had to make some payments and stuff like that. So he gave me a ride in the morning because they had to fix that and it took forever. So shout out Sam Lubman.
Was it quiet time, like right before Thanksgiving dinner?
No, we talked.
What was wrong with the car?
Basically planned the entire show out on the drive-in.
Radiator problem. Those are never good times.
Those are never good times.
A lot of money.
I should have had you go.
Radiator Springs.
I should have had you go to my boy Marcel. Marin Auto Works for the crew up there. They would have taken care of you.
And if I went to Valvoline, you know, they would have caught this early, I'm sure. Right, Bonte?
Probably. 15 minutes, in and out.
There you go.
Who's our Roasters of the Year? Who's in the category?
Right now, the Roasters of the Year, BPA, Robin Sanbruno, TC in SAC, Nick in Berkeley, Tony, Nick in San Jose, Adam in the City, Verducci in the Eldorado Hills, Filmo Mike, Antonio in Oakland, Rhea in Lancaster, and Sumito in Los Gatos.
That's a loaded category.
This is like the Heisman race, right? When you see that Heisman candidate, and he goes in the conference championship and throws three picks, and that team loses the game.
Or just doesn't get to take the field for fourth down in a game that'll decide whether or not you go into the playoff or not. Shout out to Cam Ward, official Heisman finalist. That's going to be my final thought. Shout out to him. How you represented the U this year.
Pop-Tart Bowl.
Thanks a lot. And you know what?
Strawberry Cam, or chocolate.
You're going to be playing in that Pop-Tart Bowl. Respect to you, Heisman candidate. Go eat those Pop-Tarts and destroy Iowa State. We love it, baby.
Tony in Oakland, kind of like that Heisman candidate that threw three picks in the conference championship. Somebody just cost herself the Heisman, a.k.a. the Roaster of the Year Award.
Good thing we nominated her for about seven different categories, because I think she's going to win something.
Yeah, she will win something. But you know what? We don't discriminate with Trump supporters, Biden supporters, Republicans, Democrats. You do you. I don't discriminate at all. You have your beliefs. I have mine.
Just don't be a Dodger fan. That's where I discriminate.
Or a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Well, I
would rather be the White Sox.
I just humiliate those.
Or a L.A. Laker fan. The Lakers! That was Fast Five. Brought to you by Xfinity. We're on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices.